From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. In Ramadi, the end is inevitable. Iraqi troops closed in on Islamic State fighters Wednesday in central Ramadi, where they're trying to retake the city they lost 7 months ago and further shrink the IS caliphate. In the second day of a major offensive, forces led by an elite counterterrorism unit pushed toward the government complex in Ramadi. Several hundred ISIS fighters are believed to have barricaded themselves in the city center. U.S. Army Colonel Steve Warren, a spokesman for Operation Inherent Resolve, briefed reporters on the fight, saying an ISIS defeat is now inevitable.
As the pressure builds, it stands to reason that the civilian population will soon realize that the end is near and be a little bit less fearful of ISIL's ability to hold them.
Iraqi military officials say government forces expect to be in control of Ramadi in a few days. Amnesty International added to the criticism of Russia's air campaign in Syria with a new report Wednesday saying the bombings have killed at least 200 civilians in Homs, Idlib, and Aleppo provinces. The rights group said the Russian airstrikes have hit homes and hospitals and that its research showed there were no fighters or military targets nearby. Amnesty Middle East and North Africa program director Philip Luther said such attacks may amount to war crimes. A Russian court has issued an international arrest warrant for Mikhail Khodorkovsky. He's the former Yukos oil chief and critic of Russian President Vladimir Putin. Russia police accused Mr. Khodorkovsky, who is now based in London, of ordering the killing of the mayor of a Siberian oil town. Mr. Khodorkovsky denies the charges. On Wednesday, he said via social media that the charges are a response to his pro-democracy work. This is VOA News. Representatives of the rebels and the government of South Sudan have held their first meeting aimed at ending a two-year conflict. The two sides met in the capital of Juba on Tuesday in the hopes of forming a transitional government of national unity. Festus Mogae is chairman of the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission.
We will encourage and accelerate progress on all fronts, facilitate dialogue, and overcome difficulties in implementation.
The war has killed tens of thousands of people and displaced more than 2 million from their homes while pushing parts of the population into famine conditions. Villagers in northeastern Nigeria say Cameroonian troops searching for Boko Haram militants on Sunday killed about 70 civilians. Many villagers ran to escape the gunfire. Those who escaped said they returned the following day. They found about the bodies of 70 people who had been shot. Rescue workers frantically pulling a young migrant worker today from the rubble, rescued alive from the massive landslide that wiped out an industrial park in southern China on Sunday. Authorities say 19-year-old Tian Zeming was rescued early Wednesday morning at the industrial park in the economic powerhouse of Shenzhen, Guangdong Province, and taken to a nearby hospital where he is in stable condition after undergoing surgery for various injuries. Rescue crews also managed to recover another person who was buried beneath Tian, but that person was later pronounced dead. A new survey of thousands of Arabs in 12 countries finds that overall, 89% are opposed to Islamic State, also known as ISIS, a view the Arab Opinion Index says is shared equally among Muslims who consider themselves very religious or not religious at all. The survey conducted by the Qatari-based Arab Center for Research and Policy found that more than 20% of those surveyed cited sectarian tensions in Iraq and Syria as a key factor in the rise of Islamic State. But University of Sydney Arab and Islamic Studies honorary professor Ahmad Shabul told VOA's Victor Beatty he questions the results.
The other problem, I think, has to do with how much freedom of opinion there is for people to express in such situations in a number of the 12 countries which have been covered by the survey.
A majority of the Arab public, 62%, said a change in the regime of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad would be the ideal way to end the nearly five-year conflict. And the United States on Tuesday urged Burundi to accept a proposed African Union peacekeeping force as part of a regional effort to ease tensions in the Central African nation. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.